building leadership pain and greed. All right, so let me tell that again. Building leadership pain and greed. Like, this is something that is so essential in life. Even let's leave leadership apart for now. Pain is something we cannot do without. Even though that many of us, we live a life of fantasy. Let me say that. We live a life of fantasy, a life of wanting everything always. But we need to understand that, you know, life is a combination of dark and the bright, you know, moment. That's the truth. Even though this is something that many people struggle with. And that is why, you know, many people actually tend to give up on new stuff that they start. They tend to give up on, you know, new things that they begin because they've not been able to build pain and greed, you know, for such a thing. So the truth is that everybody loves doing something new. I mean, I appreciate people that do great and mighty things and new things yet. But very importantly is for you to understand that, you know, there's some things, there's some requirements, you know, that will be needed, because the reality is that anybody can start something new. Anybody can get excited and start something new. But the people that are able to build to the very last, the people that are able to establish something that is formidable, are the people that have learned to build pain. And that is why leadership is interesting. Like we said, leadership is something that everybody loves to be in control. Everybody loves to, you know, dominate. Everybody loves to, you know, be at the forefront, because, but it's not possible for everybody to, by the way. But we need to understand that these actually come with a cost, and the cost is the pain. Everybody loves leadership, but leadership comes with a cost. The cost is the pain that very few people are willing, you know, to walk through. And that is why, you know, as much as we want everybody to be a leader, yes, everyone have a leader in them, right? Everyone is a leader, but it takes development, and there's so many things that actually development comes with. You know, there's so many pains that these actually come with. But many people go through certain season or moment that actually what make them just give up. And those moments actually when they are going through the pain, betting pain of those give, betting pain of those whatever it is that they are trying to bet, right? So pain is an essential part of life. We cannot do without pain. As much as we try to find a means of trying to get rid of pain, right? Pain is not something you and I can do without. It's part of life. The more we understand this, the better it actually become for us, because you know, one of the biggest reasons why we are not able to undo pain is because we don't tend to prepare ourselves for pain, right? So many people live a life of fantasy, like I made mention of. We live a life of everything is going to be like, you know, in the movie, like so good, calm. Yes, there are seasons like that, but we need to always, you know, have in our consciousness as leaders, like, they are always going to be bright and dark season, and all of the seasons are actually working together for the establishment of what, of the vision that we've propelled, you know, in our heart. So pain is an essential part of good, is an essential part of life. The reason why we grow in pain is always much more difficult is because very few people are willing to embrace pain. Let me repeat myself. The reason why pain is difficult, you know, you understand that you are going through pain, but the difficulty is because first, very few people love to acknowledge the pain, that yes, there is pain, that growth demands pain. You know, people demand pain. There's nothing that you want to do that doesn't demand pain, because anything that will naturally get you out of what you are used to, you know, drawing you to something you are not used to, right, would demand pain. So pain is a substance for betting. That is what I see it as, a tool for betting. But very few people, you know, want to acknowledge this. And the truth is that the universe is so worldwide. You might be wondering that why, you know, many people feel like the universe is wicked. But the truth is, if the universe does not give pain to the world, and nobody will want to move. Nobody will want to move if the universe does not, you know, give pain to the world. Nobody will move. Everybody will want to be comfortable. Everybody will just want to be in their space of, you know, no stress at all. But we need to understand that even stress, you know, I don't think we would have any moment to share this, but let me tell you this. There are some good stress, because any moment you have to do something. So there are two kind of, it's either you go through the pain of betting or the pain of regret. So let me just say that again. Many people don't want to go through pain, but everything comes with the pain. Either you go through the pain of betting or going through the pain of regret. We have several people today that, you know, they wish they had done what they wanted to do. They wish they had, you know, done what that thing that was in their heart. But because through the pain of betting, they go through the pain of regret. So we have met people today, they had that dream, they had that wonderful dream that was in their heart. But you remember that even betting, right? So those people that don't want to go through the pain of betting, they later go through an everlasting pain of regret. And I don't believe that, you know, even tonight, that is your portion. Because if you're here tonight, believe that, you know, you want to grow, you want to become more, you want to do more for your generation, right? So that's why most of us will probably register for this particular, you know, 21 days of leadership coaching. So what I'm trying to say, I just hope that we don't have to, you know, it's not breaking anymore. All right. So that is betting or the regret pain. So I want us to choose betting pain. I believe that. So the first way was not to make pain much more painful than it's meant to be. Is when we admit that nothing in life comes without pain. That's reality. We need to live with that reality, and we need to wake up every day with that reality, because the reason why we are comfortable, we want to live just for the pleasure of the moment. You know, many of us, we are not disciplined as much as we say we want to be disciplined, because we want to keep on living for the pleasure of the moment. And the pleasure of the moment, we only bring about the pain of regret. That's the truth. When you live for the pleasure of the moment, you are actually, you know, paving way for the pain of regret instead of the pain of betting. So everyone goes through the pain of betting. There's nobody that doesn't go through the pain of betting. But there are some things that I'm going to be sharing tonight that will help us to be able to prepare ourselves. Because the first thing that you need to be able to prepare yourself for pain, you need to be able, as a leader, wherever you find yourself, you must have prepared yourself for pain. So emotionally wise, mentally wise, you have prepared, you develop yourself for what? For pain. And when we talk about leadership development, these are the things we are talking about. We are talking about the leader that have developed his him or herself, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically, you know, earth-wise, body, physical-wise. All of these are very essential for what? For a leader. So pain is part of life. We live a life of fantasy where we believe that everything will always be what? Be rosy. And anytime we live a life of fantasy, we are actually what? We are actually validating, you know, the laziness. That's the root truth. We validate our laziness. Unknowingly to us, many of us actually validate our laziness. And it starts from the very little things. You say you would do something and you just say, maybe I can get someone to do it for me. That is you validating your laziness. And trust me, it looks very small. But do you know that particular pain, that extra pain of, oh, I want to do this, but there's so much resistance. You know, your body, everything is restricting you from going forth and doing what you say you would want to do. You understand what I'm trying to say? You know, you're actually what? Validating, you know, laziness. You are validating laziness at that particular moment. But those little pain, they're actually building you up as a person. So as a leader, building pain is very important. And let me say, building leadership pain is even much more important. So acknowledging, not living a life of fantasy, is the best way for us not to make pain much more painful than it is already. Because pain is actually, we know that anything that is called pain is something that people, not something that you yourself can handle. But this is it. The first thing is acknowledging. The other thing is embracing. See, there's something of people actually acknowledging that there is pain, and also understanding that it's very important for you as a leader, wherever you find yourself, wherever the sphere of influence, also that is very, very essential and very, very important, is you embracing the pain that comes with whatever you want to be. So many of us, we give up on goals, we give up on things we want to achieve. Because I've been saying this over and over since we started. Many people love to start great and mighty things, and I love it. It's exciting. Whenever you want to start new things, you will just find this energy, this strength. But along the way, that is when we truly know the people that get to build to last. So embracing pain, first you acknowledge that life comes with what the dark and the bright moment. It comes with, this pain is an essential part of life. The other thing is you being deliberate about embracing the pain. Embracing the pain means that, yes, you know that there is resistance. Anytime you want to do something, there's a resistance, right? Understanding that embracing the pain is with your, welcoming the pain that comes with betting. You need to be able to open your mind, be open-minded about welcoming the pain that comes with betting. So there's nothing in life that doesn't have its own pain. But the only way we are able to win over those pain is first acknowledging the pain and also embracing that particular pain. So these are essential things, that these are needed things for us to be able to build anything to life. This is why many people give up. Many people give up because they've not been able to build pain. Anything you want to build in life comes with a pain. That's the root. We need to acknowledge that, and that the more we get, the more we learn to be comfortable with the uncomfortable, the better it becomes for us. But very few people have learned the ability, have embraced in their subconsciousness, and they need to learn how to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. There are several days you want to do what you want to do, but there's just so much trying to hold you back as a person. What those things is telling you is what, acknowledging that things come with a particular pain, and embracing the pain that comes with it. So I just think, just live your life believing that everything is just, going to be always. I'm telling you that you are living a life of fantasy. When you believe that everything in life will come to you, like, okay, all rosy, like movie. I mean, that's why it's movie. It's not real. We need to live a life of reality. That pain is part of life. Pain is part of building. Anything you want to build, pain, you must always put that at the back of your mind. That's why I kept on emphasizing on it. The pain of regret and the pain of betting. You need to choose. And every day of our life, we are being presented with these two kind of pain. Every moment you choose not to do what you say you would do, you have chosen the other pain. But when you know, when you choose that pain of, you don't want to do it, it's so much resistance, as a person. But you still go forth and say, yes, I want to do this. You are taking the pain of betting. And you remember that betting takes a lot of process. Right? And those are some of the pain process that we're going to be talking about. There are several kind of pain process. But there are two major categories of pain. There's something called external pain, and what I call the internal pain. Let me repeat that again. There's something called external pain and the internal pain. The difficult kind of pain is what the two are actually very difficult, right? But the first one, when I talk about internal pain, is the growth pain. You need to learn how to grow pain. So that growth comes with the pain. It is not good if you're comfortable. Anything you find yourself being comfortable, anything you find yourself being comfortable with is not good. Because growth comes with a pain. And it's called growing pain. It's called growing pain. I don't know of you, maybe you've been trying to do something, and it seems like it's just so getting more and more. And like, you know, my coach used to say, the higher you go, the higher the pain. So many of us, we believe that growing pain at a particular moment of our life, no, it's not the end. Because the higher you go, the higher, you know, it becomes. Importantly for you as a person is learning how to be the capacity for pain. Learning how to build capacity for pain. So growing pain is an internal pain. It's something that is within you, right? It's a pain that, you know, it's a pain that whether you like it or not, it will always be with you. Growing pain would always be with you. And that's why I categorize the two kinds of pain as internal pain and external pain. So internal pain is growth pain, process pain. Growth pain is very painful because you are trying to take on something you are not used to before, something you've not familiarized yourself with on a normal day. And this is one space where many people get to give up because they forget that growth does not just happen. It comes with a force. It comes with a push. Growth comes with a push, and the push is pain. So learning how to build what growth pain is very essential. We give up on life. We give up on stuff. We actually start. So this is it. It's actually good for you to give up on anything that is already a dead end. So there are some things that you actually need to give up. But you need to understand that when you have a space of deep, that is not when you are meant to give up. It's deep is actually what calling you forth to more. And calling you forth more to more is what calling you forth to build more capacity for growth pain. As a leader, it's very essential for you to build growth pain because you know that leadership revolves around development. You need to understand that everyone have a bit of leader in them, but the only one that get to what exploit the kind of leader in them is the people that have learned to what to grow pain. Growing pain is very painful and is an internal pain. It's very, very painful. It's something that you cannot do without. Because, you know, life is naturally is not constant. You know, nothing is constant in this world. And, you know, change comes with the need for us to grow. The only way we can get to, benefit from pain, right, is when we learn to evolve with pain. Like, for instance, COVID-19. Was a change. Some people probably saw that coming, but they never felt like, okay, this was the exact time it was going to come in, right? But at that particular moment, you and I needed to grow. We needed to change our perspective. We needed to change the way we do things. We needed to change the way we reason. That is growth pain. And it's an internal pain. It's very painful. A rigorous word, growth pain. Growth pain is very present. This other thing is process pain. Process pain is another pain that is very painful. All right, so we live in a world that, you know, disregard delay gratification. What I mean by that is that we live in a world of wanting everything to be a microwave. You know, once you put something in the microwave, just take it out, that's the end, you know. But you need to understand that this is not a microwave world. Delay gratification is something that every one of us needs to go through in life. And this is where I'm coming from. Understanding that process pain is an essential part of life would help you to gain peace in life. The reason why we tend to give up on life, the reason why we tend to give up on some of the things we want to do as a person is because we tend to neglect process pain. Process pain is very essential. Nobody gets there one day. You have to go through the process. And very few leaders want to acknowledge this because what many leaders is looking for is results. And like I said, we need more, you know, organization, more business that are creating the culture for process, that embracing the culture of process. So when we make life difficult for people, when the only thing we want of people is what result, forgetting that there's something called process pain. So we don't allow people to go through the process pain. The process pain is an essential part of living. Everyone goes through process. You know, there's a way, you know, first, you know, an end, you know, have, you know, lay an egg before it hatch the egg. So it's process. Process is part of life. But it's a pain. It comes with a pain, right? Because you know, everybody wants to live a life of instant result, right? But instant result does not come overnight. It takes years of building. But we've been taught to live a life of fantasy, a life of starting today, get it tomorrow. No, nobody can live that way and get the best of life. Nobody can, because life comes, see, as much as we need to understand that life is rude or is rude based on principle. That's the real truth of life. When we come to the place of understanding that life is governed by principle, we know that pain is part of life. Life is governed by principle. Nobody can beat the principles of life. As much as we want it so instant, you need to understand that life is built with principle. Life is built with principle, and that will actually help us what? To actually acknowledge the process pain. These are what the internal pain we go through. And trust me, sit yourself down, whether you're listening to this replay or listening to this now, and begin to ask yourself these questions. What kind of pain have I been going through? You will realize that many of the time, yes, external pain is there. But many of the time, it's always this pain, this internal pain. Because if you've not gotten yourself as a leader internally, it's going to be very difficult for you to get yourself externally. Because there is always pain. Pain is part of life. But if you are able as a leader to be able to get yourself, you know, this internal pain, you understand that growth pain is part of life. Process pain is part of life. You can be able to, you know, make use of life in a better way. So this pain are naturally part of building. Process pain, what is part of building. Growth pain is part of building. And like I said, until we learn to acknowledge and embrace it, it becomes even much more difficult. Like I said, the other day, leadership is simple, but we make leadership complex when we fail to acknowledge the simplicity of leadership. Because the simplicity of leadership simply says that leadership is demanding. And demanding means that it comes with a pain. Leadership comes with a pain. We need to acknowledge that. That is why everyone have a leader in them, but very few people take on the responsibility of one in their community, in their continent, or wherever it is that find themselves. So the question for you today is that as a leader, are you truly embracing all these pains, or you just want to disregard them? And these are pain that you cannot, especially internal pain. They are pain you get to go through on a daily basis. But when we don't acknowledge these pains, it becomes so difficult. The other kind of pain is the external pain. These are pains that, you know, when you get to relate with people, you naturally go through this kind of pain. And when you have a business organization, whatever enterprise, you get to face this kind of pain. People pain is first thing in external pain. This is the most difficult kind of pain people face in life. People pain. Is one of the biggest pain many people face in life. So let me put this here. In internal pain, we have past pain too. I'm going to be coming there again. So people pain is very, very, you know, very, very, you know, overwhelming. Because it's like I said, it's one thing for you to have a vision. It's another thing for you to communicate, to have people that would embrace this vision that you have. Many people go through what people pain. Many people find themselves going through it every day. I have many leaders That's they come back from work, come back from, and so we, you know, just worn out. Because what I call people pain is an external pain. Every leader goes through this kind of pain, called people pain. But the only way we can make the, you know, we can make do of this is when we actually understand that everybody is different. We have to acknowledge that people pain is always there. No matter what, no matter how best of a leader you are, you would not, it's not everybody that you can still get to be part of what you're doing. And the better we actually realize that, the better it is for us. Because people pain will always be part of it. And it's one of the most strongest pain that we have to go through in life. People pain. Are you going through people pain at this moment? I say that all that, you know, all that you can see of your life is what people pain. I'm telling you, this is one pain that most people, most leaders find themselves what going through in life. But if we have learned to do all the things I made mention of, and acknowledge that people pain is always there, and embracing it, I'm going to some of the stuff I'm going to make mention of, it's going to be easy for us to be able what? To be able to make do and even make better with this pain. So people pain is an essential part of what, you know, external pain. Let me go back to internal pain. Internal pain, past pain. There are so many people that are still living, many leaders that are living, you know, in the pain of their past. So I used to say this, leaders, you know, they draw lesson from their past. Leaders do not define themselves based on their past. All they do is what? They learn to draw lessons from their past. But some leaders, you know, they get themselves fixed with their past. Many leaders, some leaders, they find themselves fixed or get themselves fixed with the with their past. And that is why pain, the pain of the past is also one of the pain that very, very, very many leaders find themselves always going through. Many leaders find themselves always going through what? They find themselves always going through, you know, past pain. So it's one thing for everyone to have a past. But as a leader, we can make or utilize our past not by defining ourselves by our past, but what by drawing lessons and learning to move beyond our past. But very few people have come to understand this, right? Past pain is part of life. Everybody goes through past pain. But one thing is for us to move past that past pain. Are you at a point where this is actually what you're dealing with, the past pain? We need to understand that this is always there. Everybody have their past, and there's some pain that you've gone through what in the past, right? So very important for you as a leader is what? Is what? Not defining yourself based on the past, but rather drawing lessons from the past and moving forward. All right, so I'll go back to external pain again. Apart from what people pain, another kind of pain that most organizations and businesses do face is structural pain. This kind of pain is wonderful because it seems that very few people learn to understand that the only way you can get the best of a structure is when you have the right system. I think I've said this over and over. Let me say that again. The only way you can get the best out of a structure is when you have the right system. So structure pain would always be there, right? Then no matter how much structure you've ever built, you will still always go through the pain of what I call structure. The structure pain would always be there. You remember, structure has got to do with what, the task and all. So I remember there was I think I said it here, an organization that reached out to me told me that, you know, they have people in on their team, and it seems that these people don't get to do what, you know, they want them to do. And one thing I could actually deduce from all of this is one of this is what structure pain. They told me to come and speak about stress, but I knew that it was much more than stress. It's structure pain.
We need to create, we need to understand that as much as we have the right structure, there are still some people that would not, you know, do what we want them to do effectively. And the more we recognize this pain, the better it is for us as a leader. The more we are able to embrace this external pain called structure, the better it is for us as leader. I don't know whether you've been opportunity to be at a place or maybe your business, and you know, you sat down there, you know, you had a very wonderful day, and you know, you were going through the record, and you naturally saw that very few people actually attended to what you wanted them to do. At that particular moment, all of you, all of you is already getting pain, right? So structural pain is part of what I called what? The external kind of pain. The external kind of pain. So it's a pain that every leader has to go through. It's a pain that every leader has to go through. The structural pain is an essential part of leadership. Another thing is program pain. I don't know whether you've probably, when I talk about program pain, I'm talking about, you know, a kind of pain in which you probably have an agenda in your mind as an organization and as a business. And to be able to get everybody together at once, to have everybody, you know, understand whatever you're trying to communicate, understand the kind of project you're trying to work on, it takes a lot, right? And that's why it's program pain. Program pain is also an external pain that many leaders go through. Because it is one thing for you to have a vision, it's one thing for you to have an idea. It's actually another thing for people to be, you know, to feel a sense of ownership with that particular idea. So at times it's not that a leader does not have an idea. That's one thing I've come to realize. At times it's all this pain that a leader had to go through, right? That actually, you know, make a leader feel like, oh, let me just stay in one place, right? So all this pain, they are essential for building. Whether internal pain or external pain, they are all essential for building. Like I said, more importantly is that if we are able to get internal pain right, the growth pain, the process pain, it's going to be much more easy for you as a leader. But if you don't have, if you've not been able to build capacity for this, it's going to be so much difficult. So how do we start building capacity for pain? First, prepare yourself for pain. That is the very first way to be able to build capacity for pain. Very few people prepare themselves ahead. Remember, one of the profound things about leader and what differentiate them from managers as well, they think ahead. So leaders prepare themselves for the crisis and the pain that is ahead. So I made mention of this to us when at a particular day we were speaking, that, you know, there was this particular organization that, you know, before even everybody started what the in-house, you know, program or whatever it is during COVID, right? The stay at home, you know, and work program, if that's it. This organization had already cultivated a habit, even though it's just once in a while, they didn't get to do it. But because of they had already thought ahead, that prepare themselves ahead. One of the best ways to be able to prepare yourself ahead for pain is to develop yourself as a leader. Develop yourself emotionally. Develop yourself mentally. Because the root is that emotional intelligence is very essential in leadership. And when we talk about leadership, we are seeing so much of emotional intelligence rather than every other thing. That's the root truth in leadership. So you need to be able to what? Prepare yourself emotionally. Prepare yourself physically. Prepare yourself what? Even you know, as a leader, many leaders don't take their care of their health. And when we talk about development, they're just thinking about, you know, just reading, studying. No, developing yourself as a whole, making yourself as a whole and complete being as a leader. This is actually very essential. I mean, this is very, very important. So are you just a person, you know, that's just waiting? You are waiting for things to happen? No, it will not, you know, that's why, you know, pain is not things we can really say, but we can learn to control it by preparing yourself for those pain. When we learn to prepare ourselves, we can become a better leader. Leaders are always prepared, Ben. So it's not like every moment of their life they have everything figured out. But in a way, they've been able to prepare themselves emotional-wise. And that is one of the big factors of leadership. Being, you know, being prepared emotionally. There's nothing you cannot undo if you've been able to prepare yourself emotional-wise, mentally-wise, physically-wise. There's nothing that you cannot undo that comes your way. So pain is an essential part of life. But we get the best out of this pain that comes to us, you know, to build us when we want to prepare ourselves for it. Another thing that is so profound is when we, you know, develop what I call pain partners or accountability partners. I know that when we go to people, all that we expect of people is to give advice. But do you know that there are some people that you need in your life? They don't need to give you advice. They just need to listen to you. There are the people I call pay partners. There are the people that they're just ready to hear you out. They don't give you advice. Everybody just come to a place of sharing their pains, of sharing what they are going through. We don't embrace all of this, but it's actually some of the things that can help us and that can, you know, help us to build what capacity for pain in the long run. So we need more, you know, we need to understand that we need more leaders that are what going to get more pain partners. Partners, you need to understand that, like I said, there's nobody that is building anything sustainable, anything of great substance that does not go through the pain. But the best way we can be what make do with this pain is when we build, you know, prepare ourselves for this pain, when we, you know, get pain partners. Pain partners are very essential. They don't advise. They just hear you out. They listen to you. They listen to whatever you want to talk about. They listen to what is going on in your head. What is going on in your mind. Those are pain partners. Another thing, when it comes to pain, is what I called embracing pain. Another way for us to build pain is when we learn to embrace and adapt ourselves to the pain. So let me use the word together. Embrace and adapt ourselves. See, many of us, we need to understand that life comes with changes. There will always be changes. There will always be, and changes will always bring pain. But we make it more difficult when we don't embrace and adapt ourselves to it and evolve into that particular pain or whatever it is at that season. We make it much more difficult for ourselves, right? When we are thinking that, let me just, you know, keep on living this. I'm telling you that adapting and embracing pain is very essential. But very few people actually do encourage themselves to embrace and adapt pain. Is very essential. You must be able to adapt pain. You know, when that pain comes, you must tell yourself that, yes, this pain is here, and we need to adapt ourselves. We need to restructure. We need to re-strategize, you know, to be able to get, you know, the best of this pain. These are very essential. The last thing is what is to develop pain. All right, this is what I mean by develop pain. Many people wait for pain to come to them, but you yourself as a leader must create a space where you understand that pain is not anything bad, but rather what actually gets you to develop. So many people keep on not wanting to take risk. So the best way you can learn to develop pain is learning to take risk. Because anytime you tend to take risk, you naturally get out of your comfort zone. You naturally get out of what you are used to, the way you are used to it, the way you are used to doing those particular things. So as a leader, these are actually very essential. These are actually very important. Developing pain. You don't have to wait for pain. You can learn to build pain. You can learn to build pain because you know that any pain that you tend to build is actually building you up. Building you up and, you know, expanding your capacity. So pain can expand you and pain can destroy you. It depending on how prepared you are, we determine whether pain can, you know, that the pain that comes will expand you as a businesswoman, as a businessman, or as an organization, whether that pain will expand you or whether that pain will. So these are some of the questions we need to start asking ourselves as a person, as a leader. We need to start asking ourselves, we need to start telling ourselves, I need to build more leadership pain. I don't have to wait for pain. I have to start seeing that anytime I give in to the pleasure of the moment, it only brings a kind of pain, the pain of regret. I want to share with us. I want to also understand that it's not, we should no longer hide from pain, because pain is an essential part of life. Thank you so much for as many that joined today, and for those that will be listening to this section, whether Facebook or the podcast, because I promise my podcast.